Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches B'Metzia. We're up to Parakhes, Mishnah Hey. Hamokhe Zeis of the Eitzim. If a person sells olive trees in order for the wood to be used, but the guy didn't cut them down, and they continue to grow, V'asu pachas mirviyas l'sa, and they produce some very small amount of olives, less than a reviyas of oil for every sa of olives, meaning that's probably why he sold it for the wood, because it wasn't producing very much olive oil anyway. Harei elush l'dal, the owner of the trees, meaning the buyer, gets to keep that oil. But also reveals itself, it produces a substantial amount of oil. Ze omer zesi gidlo. So the owner of the tree says, it's my trees that produce this oil. Ze omer artzi gidla. And the seller said, what do you mean? It's still in my land. My land is what produced this oil. Ze yachloku. Then they're going to divide it. Shatav nahar zesav. If a river swept away a person's olive trees in the sodom l'soch stei chavero and just planted them in someone else's field, and now they're planted in someone else's field, and they're growing olives. The one guy says, it's my trees, and therefore my trees are the ones that grew the olives, so I'm entitled to the olives. And the one whose land they landed in says, it's my land that grew them, and therefore I'm entitled. So then the halacha is that they divide it. Mishnevav, if a person rents a house to somebody else, the idea was that it was for the winter time, so from Sukkot to Pesach, that's called the winter time, and therefore you're not allowed to throw him out of the house. If you want to have him leave during the winter, you have to tell him during the summer, 30 days before the winter starts, so that he can have time to go looking for a new house. And if it's in a big city where a lot of people want to live and it's not easy to find houses, then you need to give 12 months advance notice before you before you throw someone out of the house. If it's a store that he's renting, whether it's in a city or a big city, a metropolis, you need to give 12 months of advance notice for the person to be able to move out. So because when you have a store, you probably sold things on credit, you have people that owe you money, and they're going to come to your store looking for you, so if you're not there, you're never going to be able to collect that money. If it's a store that's used by people who sell bread or who dye things, then 3 years, because they usually have a lot of things that are sold on credit, and therefore if they don't give an extended period of time, they're going to lose out on the ability to collect. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you sold your olive trees but just for the wood, so the person was supposed to chop them down and he didn't chop them down yet and they produce a tiny amount of oil of olives, so the guy is allowed to the guy who bought it is allowed to keep that oil. But if it produces a substantial amount and they argue about whose olives they are, or if a river, so then you split it. If a river came and uprooted olive trees and deposited them in someone else's property, and each one tainas that it's their olive, so once again you split it. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if someone rents a house to somebody else in the winter time, you're not allowed to throw him out at any time between Sukkot and Pesach, but in the summertime, if you want him to leave, you got to give him 30 days advance notice before the winter starts during the summertime. In a large city, both winter and summertime, you got to give a guy 12 months because it takes a long time to find a new home. And if it's a store, no matter whether it's a regular size city or a big metropolis, you also have to give the guy 12 months because for accounts receivables. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that certain types of businesses, like a baker or a dye shop, you need to give the guy 3 years because accounts receivables very often last much, much longer. But next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Zayin.